want to cook?
Somebody's calling. Grandma's phone's ringing. This is it. Welcome to the podcast. This is it. There's babies, one's screaming, one's crying, one's burping, grandma's phone's ringing. There's eggs flying about the kitchen. My mother's trying to
stop the cabin.
just welcome. This is it. If I keep bouncing,
don't stay quiet.
Bree's just bouncing on a chair. We've got babies. I don't fucking. Okay, Witchelina is taking over the podcast today.
That's it.
It is now the Witchelina show.
Yes.
You want a chickpea? She's staring at them. What, you don't like my glasses? It's sunglass I brought.
She just keeps looking at you.
Look, it's me.
I should wear glasses?
If you want to wear glasses, I don't care. I'm checking to make sure the lighting's good.
Me and Lexi's going to wear glasses?
Sure. Put your glasses on.
Alright, so
grandma's actually sitting.
Is it recording?
Yep.
Okay. Well, because I'm gonna.
Oh, Foxy's getting her glasses. We're in our sunglass era. These two
Foxy's
forgot.
Got big rhinestones.
No, my glasses are in the car. Well, I like those, Grandma.
Yeah.
Said we were doing sunglasses and
Tuma. T-E-M-U. Whatever.
Timu. Tumor.
Tempu. I call it Tempu.
She calls it Tumor. You call it Tempu.
Okay.
I cannot. Nobody knows the name of anything around here. So, we were supposed to do sunglasses today. Well, we're all just due for fills for our lashes. So, we decided.
I had mine this morning. I don't know about you.
Exactly. So, that's why hers are good because
yeah,
we're
my lash appointment's in an hour, so I gotta get going. But
mine
anyway.
Tomorrow.
So,
I'm gonna tell you some messages that I've been getting, and I know Bri has been getting them. So, we've been getting a lot of messages about decorations and why Bria decorates the way she does and how she started decorating the way she does. And so we're in holiday season, you know, it's October and November's coming December. And this stems back not only from me, it stems back to Foxy and my dad. My dad hung like the most obnoxious Santa Clauses on the sides of the house.
I don't know why my mother is so fixated on talking about holiday decorations. Like, we were trying to, like, I'm like, Mom, let's just talk. And she's like, we're going to talk about holiday decorations.
Because people have been asking. They ask me, because they don't understand that I decorate just, like, on a Tuesday. So they don't understand why my house looks like, you know, Halloween threw up. And Lexi's house is always Halloween.
I am Halloween.
That's just that.
Like, I am
but
Halloween.
I have four kids. And they're only little ones, and I just love, even if when I didn't have kids, I decorate. I love to decorate, I love the holidays, I love any excuse to decorate my house or do balloons, I'm for it.
Balloons, I have no patience with any of it.
And it's really funny because Bria is so into balloons.
I hate balloons.
Lexi's not into balloons, and when I was younger, my business, one of my businesses was a balloon business, and I used to decorate walls. And I used to take Lexi when she was little with me, and she used to have a little in her walker, and I used to put a bunch of balloons attached to her walker, so I would see where she was in the hall.
Her walker. The walker. The walker.
The walker.
What is a walker?
It's a walker.
You were in the walker.
I was in a walker. Yeah, she walked me up real good with all this shit that goes on in my body.
So.
I hear babies.
Crying. Baby crying. Excuse me, I'm gonna have to go get the baby. But so that's how the balloons and all this all started, and the obnoxious Santas. Does anybody else know people who put the obnoxious plastic things on their lawn? Sorry, but I hate them. Get them down.
All the old school balloon attachments.
And my mom hates when you have blow-ups and they're not blown up.
No.
Why are they dead on the lawn? Why are the blow-ups
dead?
They have
to go to sleep.
No, they don't go to sleep.
Oh, wait, yeah, we can talk about that. Under the tree.
Yes.
Why are we talking about fucking Christmas? This is the Halloween episode.
Now,
get the baby. Just getting the baby. We're talking about Christmas and it's fucking the Halloween episode. Yeah, exactly. I know, you're like, why do you got these glasses on your face? Well, these lashes, you know, need to be done. So we're just, you know.
Bria
just did Lexi's hair. We made it green again.
Good.
We're back in bed, bitch green mode.
Hi, Nugget.
Oh, we have another special guest. Briella is joining us.
Where
you know,
she?
My niece that I hate.
Because Bellamia is very tired today, so this is what Bellamia wants to do.
Here's my other niece that I don't like.
We were all up at 6 a.m. this morning, so.
Ma, what are you doing? She's dropping the chain pillow on the floor.
We need the chain
Sure.
Watch your face.
Mom!
Ahead.
just bang the baby's head on the table. She has no bow. I'm waiting for Bria to be like, where's her bow?
It better be in her
hands. It's in my
hands.
Yeah, I'm waiting for her to be like, where's the bow?
Where's the bow? Part.
It's fine.
No, it's not.
Bria, okay, took it. Honey, you're here with us.
She's got a ghost bow now. That's not going to stay on her head. Hi, yeah. She's looking. Yeah, you laughing. Bria was laughing. How you doing, Zia? Maybe you'll say Zia,
okay,
and not Pete.
So we have Briella.
So I said, why are we talking about Christmas decorations when this is Halloween decorations?
Right, it just stems from
what did
rooms.
What did you tell me about the Christmas decorations?
Oh, that they decorated, Lexi's birthday is 10 minutes. Yep.
10 minutes?
10 minutes. 10 days before Christmas. So my mom used 11. To tell her.
Yeah,
well, Christmas Eve.
The Christmas
Eve.
Decorations were all for her when she was little, and she believed me that everybody. And I think that's why Lexi loves Christmas and all the holidays and the lights, because I used to tell her that all the lights were for her when she was little. We used to take her into Manhattan every year for her birthday, and we used to tell her that it was all for her. Like, the people decorated for your birthday, so.
Yeah, so
that's
she
another
told me,
little white lie.
Yeah, so she told me.
Pick that up.
That it. Yeah,
I'm losing her eyeball.
Hello. She told me that. I know.
What's the matter?
She doesn't what like happening over here?
I'm gonna help
like
you.
It, but you have to tell us that you don't like it.
I got hiccups. I need a gas X.
I don't wanna watch Woody either.
My mother told me that everybody decorated their houses for my birthday. Meanwhile, they're Christmas decorations. So I would cry at school and, you know, fight with the kids. No, those are for me. Those are for my birthday. And they'd be like, no, they're not. They're for Christmas. And I'd be like, no, my mom told me they're for my birthday.
Oh, you were traumatized.
Yeah, and I grew up my whole life.
She was
I was traumatized.
She was dramatized.
I was dramatized.
She was dramatized.
Just like the transmission we would do with Papa.
I mean, I was dramatized. Dramatized, traumatized all the time.
I'm getting attacked by a blanket right now.
Get it off!
No, leave them alone.
Anyways. My mother would tell me that they decorated for
just
my birthday.
For you.
And
just.
Why doesn't Grandma tell us about our transmission that we
the transmission
with Papa?
What about it?
So we would decorate.
How did this get to a Christmas episode?
I don't know. We decorated
Halloween.
All right, let's go back to Halloween.
No, finish the story now.
I finished the story.
We used to decorate gingerbread houses with my grandpa, and we were decorating one time, and my grandma just comes over very rarely, and she was just like, this is just such a nice transmission. And we were like,
Tradition.
But it was just very funny. Now it's a transmission.
Well, that's how you call it fiber opticals.
Yes, fiber opticals.
And Google.
Yeah.
Googles.
Googles.
The Googles.
And the esophagus.
And your esophagus. I'll tell them about that story.
What story?
The
you
esophagus.
Don't remember?
What about it?
Tell them what
your
we're
esophagus.
Talking about.
You wanted
Grandma
Lexi to paint them.
Moved into a new house, and when she moved, I helped paint. So the soffits, okay, that are on top,
you
she goes to me.
Paint? Why did I not remember
I painted
with the boys. She painted
I
the
painted
boys.
I painted the fucking house.
I remember that.
She did.
I
she
painted
wanted
that
to put
house.
A mural on my wall, too. I wanted to.
Where did my chain go?
What chain?
What? We threw it.
I'm being attacked.
My mother has this stupid pillow that looks like a chain.
It's behind you.
There's two of them. But if they're listening, I'm explaining. If they can't see us. She has this stupid pillow that looks like a chain, and it keeps falling off the chairs, so we threw it.
My ears are ringing. Who's talking about
it's a big,
everybody.
It's a big, fluffy chain that's like oversized chain that looks like a pillow. It's made out of fabric, and I just lay them on all my chairs in the house. It's like furniture. All
right, anyway.
Anyways,
the
esophagus.
Furniture
jewelry.
So, Grandma tells me, are you going to paint that esophagus? I go, what? She goes, the esophagus. I go, what are you talking about?
It looks
like
esophagus to me.
It looks like an esophagus?
Yes. It's the soffit.
Grandma says funny things.
Yeah, and the fiber opticals. I don't even know what is a fiber optical.
I have no idea.
You made up the word.
We have no idea. No, you don't know either?
I don't know. She don't know.
You know, we're going to get crap for her having an iPad in front of her. You know that.
I don't care. It's not their kid.
And it keeps her quiet while this is going on. So
she's happy.
So, anyways.
Go back to Halloween.
Halloween. La la la, ho ho ho. Done. That's next month. Halloweeny.
Actually, that's 2 months from now.
I don't know what day.
Halloweeny.
Halloweeny. So, what is the Halloween plans?
Like what we're doing?
I mean, that's what a plan is.
Well, the girls. Okay, so
Briella's gonna be Belle from Beauty and the Beast, and Bellamy is gonna be the chipped teacup. I wanted her to be Belle.
She should be the Beast.
And, and her to be the chipped teacup, but she already has a Belle costume from her, and they don't have a baby chipped teacup costume. They only have it for toddlers.
That's fine, it's Alice in Wonderland.
So Matthew has like a Beast sweatshirt, I think, that he's gonna wear, and I don't know what the hell I'm wearing. But that's what the girls are gonna be.
Very nice.
Okay.
And they also have, because we have a few Halloween things. So we have trunk or treat at the boys' school. Then we have, we're going to my in-laws country club for another Halloween thing. And then actual Halloween. So they need to dress up three times.
Do I need three costumes?
You don't even wear one costume.
I'm not wearing costumes.
Well, we just discussed what
I'm wearing. I love costumes. Like, I've dressed up before. We've had, the first year we opened the salon, we had this huge, great Halloween party. Remember that, girls?
We did three of them.
Beautiful. Yeah, we did a couple of them. They were amazing. We put dry ice in the sinks.
All
and
out.
It was smoking out of the sinks of the
salon.
Floors
were a disaster.
We were falling. I'm going to find the video of me and Diana falling on the floor. Because the dry ice, we put them in the sinks. And it was like had the bartenders. Over. Yeah, we had the bartenders kept pouring hot water. And so the smoke was coming out of the sinks. And was like filling the floor, and me and my cousin just went down. And then we took everybody with us and all of them through the floor.
Yeah, we put a bartender in there, we had a DJ.
Yeah, our cousin Rob DJ.
Okay. It was so
catering
much fun.
We had
catering.
We had all
yeah,
the
we
things.
Did a few of them, and we had so much fun. And then
Brielle keeps staring at me like, yeah. What?
Hi!
She doesn't know what these things are.
And then we stopped doing them because the salon would just be wrecked and it would take us days and days to clean up the salon, and it was just
the floor
so
was I don't even think we cleaned it after the 3 years.
It was just such a mess. So we stopped doing
We did
those.
Do a Halloween party. Remember? Okay.
Oh, wait. So when we lived back in East Meadow.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. I was going to say something else. Oh, first, you will do it after. So when we lived back in East Meadow, my mom and dad bought the house next door because the guy died.
Oh, yes. Marty.
Marty!
Marty!
So I loved him. We used to love Marty.
Yes, we did.
Julia looked at me like, who the fuck are you talking about? So he was like our old man little neighbor, and we loved him. And we would always go over there and sit like on his
He didn't have any grandchildren, so we would sit. And he would have a seat for us when we used to get off the bus, and we used to sit with him in the afternoon. He was so cute.
Yeah, Marty. Yeah. So, they bought his house. So, we had the house next door. My mom wanted to connect the houses and make a giant house. that was not allowed.
That was my plan, but it didn't work out. I wasn't allowed.
That was not allowed. So, we decided to use it as a party house.
I got it.
And had a Halloween party.
I had my birthday parties there, too. I had a tea party there.
We had while the house was empty for the first year, because we didn't know what we were going to do with it, because we were deciding to get some plans, we were going to connect the houses, and then we decided we were going to rent it, so we couldn't get a renter. So while this was happening, we had some parties there. So we had a great Halloween party. Every floor, because the house was a split, and the splits in East Meadow had 5 different floors. So every floor was something else to go on to.
Like in the basement, we had the DJ and like the smoke and the...
I was Cher.
That was the area you were Cher?
She was Cher.
I was like, we moved here. I was 5 years old with the big black curly wig with the fishnets and the bodysuit with the leather jacket at 5 years old.
You had the Tweety Bird. The leather Tweety Bird leather jacket.
We'll touch on that for a second, but my kids are huge, huge Cher fans.
If I could turn. That's why my voice is that like this right now. I said I'm in my Cher era and I'm fine with that.
And because I was a huge Cher fan, we listened to it every day in the car, in the house. Yeah. We had a couple of impersonators come to parties for them. Actually, I surprised Bria at her wedding with a Cher.
And my communion.
And her communion. So we always did huge Cher things.
They never got Cher for you. Wait, the best part was Bria. I never got nothing for my birthdays. It's always Bria's birthday. Alexa gets nothing.
Why didn't you get a Cher ever?
I didn't get nothing until my 30th birthday.
And maybe you
didn't. Well, I had my sweet 16, which that was just, I don't talk to anybody that was there.
We didn't have,
No, it's always Bria's birthday.
It's always my birthday.
It's always Bria's birthday. But anyway.
But Bria didn't know that wasn't really Cher until she was
7.
No, but you didn't know for like 15 years later.
I was 7 when it happened, so I never thought about it again.
But she looked like Cher.
She did. That one looked like Cher. The one at my wedding. You could obviously, then again, people were asking me at my wedding too if that was
But Bria took the microphone out of the one at the communion.
I did.
And she started singing instead.
I did.
Yeah, she sang with her.
I did.
So that's why Bria dressed up as Cher, because people didn't understand how my little 7-year-old knew.
I was 5.
We know Cher.
5-year-old knew to dress up as Cher, but they were Cher freaks.
We know Cher.
we went to concert on top of concert on top of concert.
Our first concert, we were third row.
I wore a velvet pink fringe outfit.
And they were little. They were little nothings, but anyway.
And we almost met her, but I didn't want to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
Remember, you guys went to the bathroom, and you're like, come to the bathroom with us. And I was like, I don't want to go to the bathroom. I don't want to miss anything.
And then you guys got
pulled into backstage. And then you said, we can't go back there without your sister, so we have to go back.
Something happened. So anyway, we used that house for a great Halloween party. We had so much fun that year.
So every floor was... So it's like the basement, we had
what happened to you?
The DJ, we had dry ice, we had smoke machines, we had the music, and then like the next floor we had like food and we had all that stuff, and then another floor was like haunted house, like
it was
in the
just great.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
I remember.
Is that the year that you were the pimp?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Foxy was weren't you the stripper?
I wasn't the pimp.
Big Mike was the pimp.
No,
Ricky was the pimp.
Somebody was the pimp.
Ricky was the pimp.
I had the big
You were the stripper.
Kind of matched his costume.
I knew Grandma had a hat. I don't know.
Yeah, she had the big hat.
So we've always been huge, huge Halloween people.
And then Richard, so one of my best friends, he dressed up.
What's the matter?
Was it Michael Myers
to eat?
Yes. Michael Myers. He dressed up as Michael Myers and sat on the chair outside of the house. And nobody knew that it was not
Richard.
They thought it was like a fake person. And he was scaring everybody that came to the house. Bria, like, was not having that.
Okay, we're having some trouble.
The bow is falling off of Briella's head.
What happened?
Please pause.
Briella.
Mommy.
What do you want to do?
Mommy?
Ah,
she said jump on me. Jump on me or jump mommy.
I can't jump right now.
Jump mommy.
Come here.
No, she wants to stay with her mommy.
Okay, so Bria has all the kids right now.
Well, Bria worked. Nothing else. Bria worked nothing today, else. So they missed her. I had them since 9 o'clock this morning, so they missed.
And I don't know how to hold the little babies. So
they missed their mom, right? Because of all the Halloween Christmas craziness in this family. I don't know, Lexi came up with this Witchmas thing in September, and it used to turn our whole house into Witchmas.
No,
it
was September.
From September. Oh, we got spitting up.
That's what it was.
Sure. We got baby spitting up.
That's fine.
Okay, it's fine. Yeah.
Let's try. Let's try Lexi with the baby.
You have a pinky?
Let's try
Lexi with the baby.
Hello, pretty girl.
Yeah,
you know.
She's usually so good.
No.
What? It's because I'm holding her sister.
It's okay.
Can you sit over Nina?
Yeah.
Come sit here.
It's okay.
Okay.
Oh,
Lordy.
I can just switch her. She just wants her iPad. All right.
Sure.
Okay.
Did she poop?
I don't fucking know. I'm not in her diaper.
Yeah, I'm going to try to burp her. I'm not in her diaper.
You would smell it.
Okay, Mama.
Try to burp her.
Feel dry.
Okay, Mama.
Push the bottle.
Think it's a bottle.
Sure. This is it. We never even introduced this. Hi, how are you doing?
Start that now and go back.
Hello, bitches. We're back.
We're back.
We forgot to do an intro.
Say hi.
So we're doing it now. And this baby's crying.
She didn't like it.
It's sure.
Come on, maybe we need to change her.
Sure.
She doesn't like to be wet. I wouldn't like to be wet either. Well, I mean, a different type of wet. Fine, but.
We couldn't see Foxy's eye coming. Different type of wet.
I mean, here? I'm right here.
No, you just can't stop her every time she cries.
Okay.
I don't even remember where we were going with this. I was gonna say something and now Witchmas. I don't remember. Yeah, but Witchmas and...
Mom, if you keep playing this fucking
joke. Our heart in this pillow!
She loves it.
All right, you gotta keep playing.
I
think she wants Mama.
Hello.
Oh, now we got this one.
No, Olivia. No, I'm sorry.
Me and Fox still leaving. We're out of here. We're taking our sunglasses and we're leaving.
Bad hour for babies. They're tired, they're cranky.
Don't they take naps?
No. Alameda does not nap anymore.
Well, maybe she needs to take a nap. Sometimes I need to take a nap.
I think she should take a nap. That's my personal opinion, but Bria says it's better with no naps.
All right, come on. You have my hair on your fingers.
Now she's starting to get white.
All right, we're back. All right. I don't even know where the fuck we left off. Halloween party. Witchmas coming out. And, oh, hold on. I had to fucking pick my nose for a second. Okay, yes, we were talking about witch. What are you doing?
Cleaning.
Cleaning all these crumbs on there.
Well, Witchelina threw the iPad at the chickpeas. So how did Witchmas come about?
Witchmas is the combination of Halloween and Christmas because those are my two favorite holidays. So I holidays?
Holidays.
Holidays.
So I put them it's like guys, we're not together. Today we're flying by the seat of our fucking pants, okay? We're bat winging it.
Oh god.
This is a crazy podcast tonight.
This is it. Listen, this is at 5:30 at night. My kids go to bed at 7, and you can tell how great this is.
Yeah, I gotta go to bed in 2 hours.
What? You gotta go to bed in 2 hours?
I do. 7 o'clock. I'm in bed watching
me
TV.
Me too.
And I have a lash appointment in 45 minutes.
See, she has a lash appointment.
I have a client in 45 minutes.
Okay.
So
I'm done for the day.
She wants to go home.
Anyways, Witchmas, I put Halloween and Christmas together. So like I do a black Christmas tree with skulls on it. I have it all up all year round in my house.
You gotta take pictures and show them.
And I did the Christmas cookie challenge on Food Network.
You better show them.
I gotta show them.
Insert here.
Why do you always go over there? There's nothing over there.
Down here somewhere.
She still doesn't know what a podcast is.
Bella Mia?
What did I just
say? I know she's banging something.
She's fine.
No, she's banging something.
So maybe she just wants to punch a wall. Sometimes I just want to punch a wall.
Me too.
Foxy left us. She went to go find the baby.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't know how you went together. Hi.
You coming back?
Thank you, boo.
All right. So back to
Witchmas.
Halloween and Christmas. I put it together. Made my own holiday. I called it Witchmas. And when I went on Christmas cookie challenge, I did Witchmas cookies, and I have the black tree with a witch's hat on top, and that's what we celebrated from September through December.
And when you walked into the salon on September 1st,
Christmas music
would be blasting through the salon.
It was beautiful.
Uh-huh. And we play Christmas music.
Yeah, it was beautiful for 3 months listening to Fala La.
Fala La fucking La!
Also, Lexi wanted to do something with the word Witchmas, and then Witchmas was everywhere, so...
Yeah, I needed to trademark it when I first came up with it.
We thought it was us, but maybe it wasn't us.
No, I made it up years ago. And
but
then...
it's everywhere.
Well, now it is, but I made that shit up. Like...
it's everywhere.
That's because she went on TV and she did the Witchmas, and that's
you did the Witchmas.
I did the Witchmas. And they took it away from you.
They took it away.
It took my fucking Witchmas.
Because everybody was calling it Halloween Miss. And I'm like, the fuck is Halloween Miss?
Yeah.
I'm like, nah. What are you doing? And you would think Nightmare Before Christmas is my favorite movie.
I love that Jack and Sally bitch.
Yeah,
we just went to a Jack and Sally pop-up. It was so freaking cute.
I don't like the singing. It's too much. Why can't we just speak? I don't do
the
musicals.
Whole pop-up what we went to was all singing.
I know.
Too.
I don't do musicals.
Oh, it was so cute. But it was very cute.
I don't do musicals.
It was very cute. The boys loved it. Bella Mia actually loved it. We didn't think she was going to love it.
Me neither.
The only time Bella Mia cried was when Jack and Sally got really close to the baby and was interacting with the boys. She didn't like that. And they were very, very loud. They were on microphones.
So they were very really close to the table and they were like right up against. So she didn't like them that close. But
she should be used to loud noises.
No, they were...
loud. That's loud.
You know, and you're in a small area, so it was loud. But it was very cute. We loved it. You all know that. We can talk about in the beginning of October, on October 1st,
Jack comes
to my house and brings, just like the elf comes, or Santa comes, or the Easter Bunny, or whoever else you character comes to your house. I don't know. Maybe you have a different tradition than we do. Jack comes October 1st and brings all of the Halloween gifts and attire for the month. So clothes, bows,
activities. I get, he brings like haunted cookie kits and haunted house kits and all stuff that the kids can use through October. Their costumes for Halloween, their clothes for pumpkin picking and apple picking and bows for the girls and anything that has to do with Halloween, he comes October 1st so they can enjoy the stuff for the month. And then, so Jack comes every year. Not everybody does that. I'm pretty sure my cousin Gina came up with it. I'm not really sure. But she started to do it with her kids.
Yeah,
I started to do it with mine. Her sister does it. A lot
people
of our family members do it.
I never did it. No, I never did that when the kids were little. I never did that. I mean,
we didn't have Elf on the Shelf. We had Elf on the Shelf when we were older.
Yeah.
Now we would have Elf on the Shelf Wars.
Now we have Ellie the Skelly.
Oh,
Ellie!
Ellie the Skelly!
Ellie the Skelly! Ellie. Insert a picture, I'll send you a picture. Ellie the Skelly was by my hot cocoa machine this week.
How do you like that?
Well, we used to do Elf on the Shelf Wars, but we'll save that for a Christmas episode.
That's about me's iPad.
Which Alina's doing. Something.
No, it's a toy. Oh. Yeah, so Ellie the Skelly is a skeleton that a witch, a coven of witches, casted because she was dead. Came to life and
slobber.
She comes to life in October, and she, you know, reports back into the town and watches over you just like the elf does. And it's for October, and she's called Ellie the Skelly, and she's adorable, and my kids love her.
Oh, and she just jumps in different places, and the same thing like the elf. It's very magical. You can't touch it. You have to leave it alone and let her do her thing.
And let her do her thing.
Are you trying to eat my hand?
But I thought years ago, wasn't there a skeleton with a book years ago that we had?
No, we had the Switch Witch.
Well, the Switch Witch...
Mother hates the Switch Witch. Don't talk about it.
That you give back your candy and they give you presents.
Yes.
What?
That's the Switch Witch.
The Switch Witch, long story short, is after Halloween and your kids have all this freaking candy that you don't know what to do with, you let them keep some, you put the candy outside in a bucket, the Switch Witch comes in the middle of the night, switches it out with a toy.
Would use the Switch Witch as Elf on the Shelf. You don't remember that?
No.
I'd hide it all around the house. Do you people live in the same house?
Christmas, not Halloween.
No, I did it for Halloween. Christmas, we did the Elf on the Shelves.
I don't remember Switch Witch.
The Switch Witch. It's in a cauldron, and she sticks out the top, and I would hide her in the fridge. I would put her over here. I would move the Switch Witch around the house.
I told you we had something
Me
like
and
that.
Chris would move it around.
And Maya said we did it. I told you we had something like that.
We did. We had the Switch Witch. Oh, I'll find the video.
You don't move it around. It moves itself. The Switch Witch moved itself around the house. Do you think that they understand what I'm saying?
No, but you don't know who's
talking. Oh, boy.
What do you mean you don't know who's talking?
The elf comes, the Switch Witch comes, and they watch over you all of the...
I told you we had something like this.
No.
Do you think we are a child-friendly podcast?
No.
What if they're listening to it with the children around?
Okay. Don't.
Right.
Okay, which Alina, what are we doing here? What is happening?
What's the point?
Okay, well, what?
Don't have a choice.
What is happening? Come here.
That's where I have Play-Doh and stuff.
Oh, okay. What do you want?
I'm sorry, what do you want, honey?
What do you want?
Give me her. Give me Briella.
Come here.
Pew.
What's a pew? She goes, ew.
Ew.
I know, ew.
We're not going to understand you with that passy, so we might have to take that out.
Okay, you're not gonna see either one of you with the box.
I know. We're gonna get rid of it.
We're gonna get rid of the box. Hey, here, you want crayons? Yeah.
You want color? Vampirina.
Crayons right there. You see the yellow bucket?
We got Vampirina.
Achoo.
She wants the color too. She brought us the box.
Achoo. Achoo. Look. Achoo.
What's that? Is he a Vampirina?
Thank you.
Let's call.
Is he a Vampirina?
What color is this?
We had to get the crayons and the coloring books out.
What color is this?
Orange.
What's this?
No.
More what? No, she doesn't want this. She wants something else in that box.
Oh, so
she
don't want this.
Done? Okay.
You want this? This? Play-Doh?
Puppy?
No, she doesn't want this either.
What do you want?
I don't know.
Tell me what you want.
Maybe she wants her Santa coloring book. You want a ho-ho book?
Oh?
You want the ho-ho book?
I mean, we just turned this into a Christmas episode, so why not?
All right, she doesn't want the
Next.
Ho-ho book.
What? You want this?
Alright.
Oh!
Okay.
She does not want that!
Okay. Want this?
Hey, don't. She does not want that! Alright.
We're gonna play Play-Doh.
Okay, we're calling.
Okay, sure.
Is everybody okay?
I don't know.
She don't know.
Alright, anyway. So that's what the Switch Witch is. The Switch Witch goes to my boys, mom's house. She does, the Switch Witch goes there after Halloween, and then Jack comes to my house. And Logan told me it's because Jack is a boy and Daddy's a boy, and that's why he comes to our house. Oh, and the Switch Witch is a girl and goes to mommy's house.
So I do see, Lexi's right. I did remember something. And, oh, you want me to make a ball? Okay. And I told Bria that we used to do something, and Bria said we didn't. And I'm like, yes, we did.
Making balls.
Okay.
You're making balls.
We're
rolling Play-Doh balls to keep the children occupied.
Yeah, she likes all the Play-Doh to be little circles, and then she
smushes them.
Smush, 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 and then she smushes them all.
Smush. We love some balls. There you go, smush. So, anyways, Halloween, I will be bartending at Lithology, and I'm having a Halloween party. Yeah.
Oh, that's what you're doing on Halloween?
Yeah, so Halloween with Lexi at Lithology Brewery in Farmingdale, New York. So if you're on Long Island, come visit.
Very nice.
I am having my Halloween party, and me and Bria and Ashley were just discussing my costume.
Oh my God.
Because everyone's like, what are you gonna be? And I'm like, they're like, you're gonna dress as a witch? You should dress as Wednesday. I go, I am a witch and I am Wednesday. That's not a costume. Stupid. So we might have come up with something really,
gonna be so funny.
Really good. So you'll just
what, and Grandma on Halloween, I've never seen, besides what we do, but Grandma runs out of candy in 5 minutes.
Literally.
You have 7 million trick-or-treaters.
She has crazy, crazy, crazy trick-or-treaters. And then there was one Halloween. Why don't you tell them about the people that knocked on door asking for beer?
Oh, yeah. All the guys came. I said, oh, my God.
And they said trick-or-treat, and they wanted beers.
Oh, paint all over their face, and I looked at them like this. So they said, trick-or-treat? So I took up the candy and I gave it to them. They said, no, we want a beer.
A beer?
Beer?
How old were they?
God.
I hate.
I told you.
After a certain time.
Now I close the door and I don't answer.
After a certain time, we close.
I can't sit. Last year, I left the bucket out. And
forget about it. You can't do that.
No.
No,
these kids came and swiped the whole thing.
Yes. I know. And they throw the bucket. But guess what? In my neighborhood, I've been doing this for 30 years. My candy be stolen this year, watch. And I leave my bowl out because I go trick-or-treating with my kids when they were younger, and now I do it with my grandchildren. So since the boys, they're six, so for 7 years now, I've been leaving the bowl outside. And prior to
good.
Never, I come home with candy in the bowl all the time.
Me too.
No, my neighborhood is very
bad. I literally went to the bathroom and came outside, and the kid knocked on the door and said, there's no candy, and I went, what? I said, I had a bowl that's literally the size of, like,
me too.
Glockenstein.
I hate, the kids just ruin it.
It's not the kids. No, it's the teenagers and the parents who let their teenagers go out and steal candy.
Yeah,
don't moms, like.
Just try to talk to your kids about that, because it's unfair, and I'm gonna talk on a budget-wise, that there's some people who, like my mom is in her 82. Like my mom and dad
does this
are, you know,
sweet
in their 80s. And
they don't have to open the door to trick-or-treaters.
Right, and she can't go spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds
none of us can
candy, and the kids just take it. So it's kind of unfair. So I'm not saying that it's mom and dad's fault, but talk to your kids about this before they leave the house. Like, it's really unfair.
No,
it's mom and dad's fault.
Why?
Because if you found out my teenagers were doing that, guess what? They're in trouble and they're not going trick-or-treating.
How would you know?
Because if they come home with pillow sacks full of candy, I'll know that they stole candy.
You raise attention to your kids.
Yeah, my kids would never have done that.
No,
they would have got
never.
Pay attention to your children. Talk to your kids. Know what's going on in their world.
Yeah, because that's kind of, like I said, unfair. People, you know, like, especially like in these neighborhoods here, a lot of older people, like, they just do it so to be so sweet, and then you rob all their candy. And
yeah, it's so good.
Remember when we went around, when we went in East Meadow, and the guy gave us pennies and pens from the bank?
Yeah. No, I do remember trick-or-treating by Anthony's
jelly donuts?
House.
Did you get jelly donuts one year?
When we used to go by Anthony's house, when we went in that house.
That
lady had the best candy. She was the best.
She let you.
Nowadays, if this ever happened,
she let
you in the house, and she had tables set up with the big, big candy bars like this. One had chips and one had the giant candy bar. She had like a shopping mall in her house.
Literally.
And she would let you just pick everything. Now if you let a kid in your house, there's
no going to jail.
None of that. But no, you get chopped up and killed. They'll kidnap you. But oh my God, she had the best candy, and we would go to that house first.
Oh yeah, we'd always get, she would have music playing.
Oh, it was the
Halloween.
Best. Like, see, if
movies
I would do something like that.
Yes, but
today,
you can't do that nowadays.
Because I can't let kids in my house.
No, you can't let kids in your house.
But
Well, I remember.
Now they want beer, so it's fine.
Now they want beer.
They've upped the stakes.
You know what? Why can't adults go trick-or-treating and everybody get little bottles of alcohol when you go to the door?
Do you know who does that? Do you know who does that? I think Ashley, our best friend, Thomas, I think he sets up a little cooler for the adults. I think that's what she said.
Well, Ma, she used to do cookies and milk.
My mother, cookies and milk. She used to do
juice boxes.
Little cookies. One year we did little cookies, little Halloween cookies, little Halloween milk and candy because she said the trick-or-treaters get hungry and thirsty while they trick-or-treat. Then we did juice boxes and pretzels one year with the candy. Yeah. I go, Ma, why are you
tweeting? I used to put a cooler outside with all the drinks for them always. I always found like the little juice boxes and the little cookies in a bag or the pretzels in a bag.
Good,
and I used to do that for years for the kids.
And she said they get hungry.
None of the kids ever really robbed me. I have to say where I live, they never.
No, do you remember in East Meadow when we were walking back and we saw the kids stealing the bowl and you started screaming at them and they were running?
Yeah. No, they stole one year at your house, this one.
Never here.
Yes, I was home. You guys, I don't know where you were. I was home.
Lexi would always answer the door because I was scared of the trick-or-treat.
Yeah, because she was afraid there was going to be a clown. So
Lexi would tell me if it was okay to come by the door.
Yeah, I was giving out the candy and I came back outside and the kid was like, there's no candy. I go, what are you talking about? There's a whole, because my mom makes bags.
Yeah, we make bags for Halloween. It's that's another tradition that we do. We don't pass out one piece of candy. We do like three
she
or four.
She makes like goodie bags.
Because my mom says, don't make it look cheap.
So I was like, what do you mean? We made 200 bags and there's nothing.
Yes, I make 200 trick-or-treat bags.
So I went in the pantry and was giving out fruit
snacks. Grandma gave out popcorn one year because she ran out of candy.
I was giving out fruit snacks.
They loved it.
Oh my God, they loved it. I got robbed here left.
Yeah, because I was home. I don't know where you were. I don't care. But it might have been the year that, I don't know, when did I like lay on the couch? Oh, the hurricane, the Sandy year I was on the couch and then and upset about it. And then I think it was the year right after about it. Like,
because Lexi loved opening the door for the kid. She would
the not, only time Lexi liked
yeah,
kids.
She would not go out. She wouldn't go out trick-or-treating just because she wanted to answer the door.
Me, I would make her open the door and make sure there was no clouds.
And then she would hide. Lexi would open the door, make sure there's nobody there that Bria didn't want to see, like a weird costume, and then Bria would come through the door.
I'm scared of my own shadow, guys. It's terrible.
So it's crazy.
And this is why you don't have your witch powers.
Lexi says I scared them away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she scared her witch powers away.
Io non ho paura.
That's why Lexi got her witch powers.
What she said.
And she didn't. So I don't know, do we tell everybody that Lexi was a witch? Does everybody know?
Well, Lexi every year for Halloween, my mom would be like, what do you want to be for Halloween? She said a witch.
She wanted to be a witch.
If they don't know I'm a witch by now, I'm sorry. I don't know where you guys have been, but
she
okay.
She wanted to be a witch every year, and then
my witch.
As she grew up, she started to get all these weird feelings and things, and all these things started to happen to her. And everybody that I came in contact with who had gifts always would say, Lexi has a special gift. She just doesn't know it yet.
So does my little witch.
And she never knew about her gifts until recently, literally only the last few years. She's really learned what
her special gifts are. Yeah, when I was pregnant with Bella Mia, that's
all
I was told.
Saturn in return.
And we've been told that Bella Mia also has special gifts.
Oh, she does.
We've been told.
And Gia.
And my niece Gia. The three of them have
it came
the
from our great. That's my podcast talk.
Yeah.
What else was I going to say? I was going to say something else.
But wait, I'm going to interrupt everybody because I have to bring this in. And we said we promised we were going to talk about this every podcast. Beauty by
That's
Martone.
That's what I was going to talk about.
Beauty by Martone is our product line.
Yes,
we have a line of products that have 12 products in there. My mom has products with her pictures on them. Lexi has products that pertain to her world with her pictures on them. So does Bria, so do I, so does Matthew, and so does Big Mike. We all have products.
She's holding her sister.
Oh, cute.
That was so cute.
And we have, our product line is still up and running.
Stop touching me.
Lexi, will you link our website too?
Yes, mother.
It's Beauty by Martone.
All the links.
All the links.
And
down below.
We're gonna run a sale. So Lexi's gonna announce the sale. It's gonna start today.
Okay,
Lexi, you announce the sale.
So we've got the sale for Beauty by Martone. So beautybymartone.com. Did the website get fixed?
Yes, I fixed
it. Okay, because last time.
Yeah, we were down for a day or two, and thank God one of our clients actually told us about it, which was very nice.
It is what it isn't.
It was down, and we did not know, so we lost some activity, but we're back and running. So it's beautybymartone.com. All of our products are there. We even have merchandise. A lot of the merchandise was from the salon. Salon Martone merchandise is Beauty by Martone.
Oh, we got stickers.
We have stickers.
Would you let us jump?
So go there, shop, and for the next 3 days, Lexi, what's the sale?
Okay, so we're having 31% off with the code WITCH for the next 3 days.
Yeah, which is gonna be really good.
Yeah.
So go on there, just type in the coupon code at the end of your sale. Everyone always looks to try to put the coupon code. Okay. You have to put the coupon code in at checkout and it'll take it all off of all the products. It's not just one product, it's gonna take it off your entire bill. I mean, obviously shipping's on there, but I think all of our shipping is standard. I think it's $9.95 across the board.
Hello, pretty girl.
We have that worked out where we could just charge $9.95.
Also, if you're local, you can go to Bria's Salon Suite.
Yes, yes. If you don't want to pay the $9.95, I can box it, have it ready for you, and you can pick it up at the Salon Suite, which is in Comac. Phoenix Salon Suite in Comac. Bria could have it there for you. You just let me know. So at checkout, you'll do all that. You'll say pick up, and then we'll supply the address to you. I'll email you back and supply her address and her room number when you can pick it up and when it's ready. But
Bellamy left and we're still playing with Play-Doh.
Yeah, so
we're playing with the Play-Doh.
Thanks, guys. We're trying to keep beauty alive. You're gonna love our products, right?
Yes.
Right. We worked really hard on them.
And just okay. So to give a little thing, like let's say, like see how Lexi has green in her hair. I know some people have purple or pink or whatever. We do have a pigment line as well that we sell the pigment and the conditioner. So you can put the pigment on. You leave it on for 30 minutes, you wash it out, and to keep up with the color, we have a conditioner you can use in the shower. So Lexi would use the green.
But like, if you have black hair, you can't like put it on and expect to have green hair. It has to be put on.
Right, it has to be previously lightened hair. Like if Foxy put the red in her hair, she would have bright red hair.
Oh, yeah. And some moms would buy it for like the kids that have blonde hair.
Or they just want to do like the tips.
Yeah. So it's very pigmented, so we have shampoos and conditioners.
Just the tip.
We have shampoo, conditioner, and and pigment
and conditioner.
Yeah. What happened?
What are you talking about?
She goes, just the tips. I go, just the tip. I go, you don't know what we're talking about, do you? And she goes, no. It's like hump day. Oh, well, yeah. It is. It's hump day.
I didn't never knew that.
I know. Well, today's hump day.
It's her.
Wednesday.
Today's hump day. Wednesdays are hump day.
What's hump day, Foxy?
Hump day.
She walks into the salon one day.
Oh, my God. I said, I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Yeah, she comes
on the radio.
She comes in the salon.
Wednesday was a hump day.
Yeah. And she goes,
make sure you hump
know?
Today.
She goes, did you know it was hump day? And so we all just like burst out laughing. And we're like, yeah, Grim, it's Wednesday.
Never, it's the middle of the week. It's over the hump.
Never.
She goes, what did
she
you
goes,
think?
I thought.
So I said, they're saying that on television and radio? That's terrible.
Happy hump day, people! Happy hump day!
Happy hump day!
Did Papa Joe get humped?
No.
You didn't hump Papa Joe?
No.
You said maybe he'll get lucky. He didn't get lucky?
No, he didn't get lucky.
Ah, poor Papa Joe.
Poor
Papa Joe didn't get any hump day.
Woohoo!
Say, we want a baby brother. We want a baby brother.
Now we want a baby brother.
Yeah. Right now?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, there's no humping at this table. We want a baby brother.
And actually, want to know something really funny? I don't know, did we tell Lexi last time we were out at the pumpkin patches? Because we did a lot of pumpkin patching this year.
A lot of pumpkin patching.
Many people were recognizing us that I can't even believe that's still happening. And they were taking pictures
years.
With
Me
us.
Me too.
They were
always.
Taking pictures with us at
I had a man
this.
Yelling, Foxy!
Cause
and I just looked. I was leaving this grocery store. And he's giving me big waves, and I wave back,
Bellamy
and he smiles
cooking.
All over the place.
So funny.
Isn't that funny?
Bellamy has got the pots and the pans.
What are you doing, Mamacita? Scramble the eggs.
Cook.
Yes.
Cook.
Yeah, you're learning to cook, because your grandmother don't know how to cook.
I'm cooking.
I cook.
I'm cooking.
Where's the chips?
I have to make them. I didn't have time. Okay, stop banging that.
Alright, so guys, again, like I said, we wanted to answer some of the questions that everybody was asking us, which was the decorations.
Yes.
It's nice that you're still interacting with us. There's some people who are not so nice to us, so cut that crap out.
Whatever. Yeah, okay, so I want to just touch on like the Jack thing, because I get really nice comments, or I get bombarded that I waste money and I spoil my children. They're spoiled brats, and yada, yada, yada. Listen to me. Okay, I'm gonna tell you a very quick story about my twins.
Oh, and also I waste food, apparently, because they
you're
don't.
You're very wasteful.
They don't think
waste food. You're eating everything. Everything.
Yeah, they don't think I eat the food. They think I just.
Oh hi.
Oh
cook
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna tell you a very quick story about my boys that I was driving in the car, and it always happens in the car. We were driving home from school, and we were talking about Halloween and what we're gonna be.
and all these things that were happening. And I asked, they knew that October was coming and that Jack was coming, so they asked, when does Jack come? And I said, Jack is coming in a few days.
What? Want to play a Play-Doh?
You want this? So I said, Jack's coming in a few days.
Eat your arm.
She said,
which Alina is eating her arm right now.
So Jack's coming in a few days. I said, are you excited?
Look up. I know, she wants me to, you want to play again?
She wants a ball. She always wants the Play-Doh to be a ball.
Squish. We love balls.
There you go. Squish.
Have a ball.
So we're in the car and I said, and they said the Switch Witch too. I said, yes, the Switch Witch, but that comes after Halloween. And I said, does any of your friends do the Switch Witch? Now I don't really ask if any of their friends do Jack because I know a lot of people don't do that. So they go, I don't really know. And then Logan, out of his own mouth, goes, but I don't ask if people get Jack because if they don't get him, then I don't want them to be sad.
Oh, how cute.
It was the cutest,
thing ever.
My son,
he said, lucky. He goes, I'm so
lucky. And every time we do Jack or whatever, he just walks around and they always go, we're the luckiest boys. We're so lucky. My kids are so down to earth and they're so sweet.
Well, that's what everybody gets like shocked like, when they talk to us. Like, we were never, yes, we were privileged.
Just because we were privileged doesn't mean you are spoiled.
That's what I say. I don't say my kids are spoiled. They were privileged. Their father worked very hard for the things he gave them. The TV show did not give us the things
that the TV show gave us. No, the TV show put us in a fucking hole. Right.
People think that when you're on the TV, there's a slot machine on the bottom.
And the money just shoots out of the TV
when you're on the TV.
No. No, it's called they shut your business down and you don't get paid for any of the clients on the show and they pay you fucking pennies.
Money.
And you don't sleep for 6 months, yeah. And you are.
And then we lost money because of the TV show because everybody thought all we did was fight and scream, and that's not. That's
well,
not.
And I think it hurt.
Scream.
I think it hurt.
Not at each
other. Hi, baby. I love
so
you.
So it actually hurt our business a little bit. So.
A little bit.
We closed. Yeah, a lot of it. A lot of it.
So a lot of it.
That was the only thing. But yes. So I just wanted to. So if you want to do the Jack thing, you don't have to do what I do.
Dollar store.
You
listen,
I'm gonna tell you. I go to the dollar store. I go to Five Below.
I know.
I go to all of these, you know, whatever stores. And then of course I do, you know, the kids' costumes or I get them a few outfits with the bows that match that obviously you can't get at the dollar store or Five Below. I mean maybe you they do have clothes at Five Below, which I didn't. They do have like t-shirts.
Yeah,
and stuff.
They have.
So you don't have to go crazy. I actually got a message on Instagram that was like right at the beginning of October of this girl. She follows me and she sent me, she goes, I was so inspired by you last year. I did a little Jack for my kids. She did it so cute. She did two beautiful baskets. She had little twinkly lights around it. She goes, they were so happy that Jack came. She said, my kids loved this idea.
A lot of people call it a boo basket.
A boo
basket.
Yeah. So we just say Jack the Skeleton.
Because I know my nephew does
you don't
blue basket
have to go
daughter.
Crazy. Yeah. You could do, even if you get a little thing of candy, kids just love anything.
They just love it.
So,
yeah, and sometimes I did it a couple of things this year. I add to that.
Yes, we add to Jack.
She
gives Jack
stuff
some things.
And also,
she takes the stuff and she saves it and uses it next year. She doesn't rebuy this.
No, some of the stuff
she
uses.
So a lot of things that. Is she playing with the toilet?
Yes, yeah.
With the toilet?
There's a little toilet thing for her.
Is she trying to be a plumber?
We're trying to teach her.
Are you taking over right now instead of me? So we, like, if there was something that Bella Mia had when she was younger and didn't use, I would save it. And now it's Briella's. Like, there's always ways that.
But you should donate it. Why are you saving it?
I get that
and
every day.
And some of the, like, Halloween dolls and stuff, Bria will just put them.
I'll just put them out.
Just to make it look pretty. But they've already had them.
Yeah, so you just have to, like,
get
guys,
creative.
It's very creative. It's all about being creative.
And it's not about money. It's not about money.
No, like I said.
Why?
What's the matter? Something in your mouth?
Hello, pretty girl.
You want to get through?
Yeah, I think she's.
Want to go by mommy?
Yeah, she's.
First of all, it's 5:15 in the girls.
All right, we got to close up. We got to close up shop.
You got
almost done.
Just, there's a few more.
Yeah,
you're almost done. Your mouth.
Where's your baking?
Right. So that's what Jack is all about and the boo baskets and again
boo baskets are so fun.
You can get very creative and you don't have to go crazy with the money and listen, everybody's on a budget. You know, we are too, like I said, you know, when Mike was alive, you know, my kids had much more and again the TV show did not give us what we had.
Nope.
I owned this home way before that TV show, way before the salon. you know, my kids, you know, worked hard and they have beautiful homes today, you know, which again,
I worked 27 million jobs.
Did yes. not come from the TV show.
This is what people don't understand. Just because we grew up in a house that our dad worked hard and gave us everything, there's people out there that have very fortunate parents that sit on their ass all day and don't go to work.
Yeah, and my
no,
kids,
we don't have to go to
that's
work.
Not my kids. My kids never, never not worked or went out. And even though they were privileged and they had things.
And the fact that we would never, like, we wouldn't even bring people to our house, like friends, like when we were in school, like, we wouldn't bring people here because we were always like, it's like,
we didn't want people here.
No, that's that was really the truth. My kids, if they brought a friend home, I knew that they were like really good friends then.
Yes,
because my kids said, Ma, people just say, you know, you live in the big house on the.
And they just wanted to be friends with us because they saw the house.
Yeah, they saw we lived
and
in
they
big
do
house.
Now. People think it's didn't.
And just,
I got 4 cents in my bank account, people. Listen to me. I worked 27 fucking jobs. By the way, we're talking about Lithology. So I'm bartending at Lithology a lot lately, and I have my Blackthorn, my food, my catering business. So, sure. So I do my pizza cupcakes and stuff. So if you follow my Blackthorn account, you'll know when I'm bartending at Lithology. And like I said, my Halloween party, and we're having my birthday party there on Friday the 13th in December.
Do people know? I think people know you do pop-ups with her food.
Yeah, I do my pop-ups. If you follow my Blackthorn account, you'll see where I pop up with my food. Which Alina's letting you know. Yeah, I do my pop-ups, I bartend, and I always have my pizza cupcakes behind the bar. I do private orders, private catering. I do that. I film the podcast. I edit it. I still do some nail
clients.
I don't
do pop-ups.
Like, I do social media. I film. Like, I do... I work...
Yes, you do.
400 hours a day, if that's possible.
Girls do. And Bria works full-time, and I'm a full-time mom, full-time job. So the girls work. I'm recently retired. Like Foxy, we both kind of retired. I stay home a lot with the girls to help her out.
Foxy's still doing her hair.
She does
still
do her.
She's doing her ladies.
But Lexi, everyone keeps asking about the nails and all that stuff. Lexi only kept her exclusive clients that she's had for years that became like her friends, her family, and that's who she still does. In a location, you know, I don't know if we want to say where her location is, but we don't.
They don't need to know.
Yeah, so she still does nails in an exclusive location.
Why are you eating your outfit?
And she did not move on with Bria because everybody still to this day. I got a phone call today asking about the nails, and the girl on the phone was angry at me because I wouldn't honor her gift card, and she said, well, it was for nails. I go, gift cards are never bought for something specific in
exactly.
our salon.
It's
I go, our salon,
for the salon,
we're so wow. general. We had so many things that we did. Like, we went from spray tans to tanning to right. nails to facials to eyelashes. We've done everything. So
everything.
She was angry with me today on the phone. I forgot to tell you.
Well,
I forgot to tell Bria because I wouldn't honor her gift card. And I said,
how many years ago was it from? 27?
Right, Salon Marton was a corporation. And different people own Salon Marton, and now that Bria went out on her own, she's not Salon Marton anymore.
No,
she's
not.
Bria. Right. She's not Salon Marton.
But no, but Bria was honoring gift cards for clients that were
yeah.
good clients of the salon. Like, people bought gift cards, like,
Christmas.
Literally, no, like,
no,
7
that was
years
like,
ago.
21.
Yeah, they bought
no,
gift
no,
cards
this
like...
this girl told me it was a 3-year-old gift card. Her boyfriend just bought it for her. It was a $150 gift card. She goes, so I just lost that? And I'm like, I'm sorry, sweetie, but... And she goes, well, it was for nails. And I'm like, it does... We never sold gift cards for a specific thing.
Bria was honoring those, like, those
she
kind
was.
Of clients.
She was.
And so
was Ashley.
For hair.
So was Stella. At the very beginning, we honored gift cards, which were in the first, like, 3 months of board.
Right.
Like, we closed in March? And
yeah.
they bought them just for that Christmas 3 months prior. So we felt some sort of an obligation to that.
Right.
We felt,
but if you bought a gift card in 2015 when we opened the salon and you want to use it now, are you serious?
But we're not honoring, and I'm sorry to say, not we stopped. It was a 3-month thing, and then she did ask me, she goes, well, did you advertise that? And I'm like, we advertised that we were closing. Everybody knew that we were closing. Our regulars, you weren't, you haven't, you never came,
never been here.
You've never been here in three
right.
years. So our regulars knew we were closing, knew not to buy gift cards and stuff. And I'm sorry for all the gift cards that were 3 months and past that, they all gone with the, it's gone like the corporation is gone.
Exactly. It's just like, I don't understand, you buy a gift card freaking almost 10 years ago and now you want to use it. Like,
and
where have you
some
been?
Some people have been really angry with me and they were like, well, you can't just give me something for it. I'm like, what am I going to give you? Salon Marton was a corporate, they want products. And I'm like, Beauty by Marton
is
a different
thing.
Entity than Salon Marton. Different people own Beauty by Marton than Salon Marton. The monies don't cross over.
Of course.
They just don't cross over. So I'm sorry for anybody who and the person on the phone today who was a little angry with me, but and they wanted nail appointment.
Nope.
We don't.
Sorry.
Lexi just doesn't.
You want a pizza cupcake?
And our gift cards for pizza cupcakes.
No, we are not. No, we are not. Because my fucking cheese just went from $120 for four bags of cheese. Okay, was $130. It is now $200.
Wow.
So when I tell you it's $10 for a fucking pizza cupcake, that's why.
It
cost me $200 just for the cheese.
Yeah. People don't see that part of it.
No.
No. A tube of color is $12. An onion is $2. Asparagus was $11 at the grocery store. I almost had a nervous breakdown.
What happened, baby?
All right, we're wrapping up. We're getting to the witching hour here.
Wrap up, guys. Is there anything else you want to add?
Now that I touched this, it smells like Play-Doh. I touched my cup, it smells like Play-Doh.
Do you want to add anything, girls?
Well,
happy Halloween!
Not when you're moving the bag around.
I love you so.
We gotta do it again. She's moving the bag around like
sorry, sorry. Well, we want to say happy.
Come back here.
Are we having another episode before Halloween?
So, any of you guys have any Halloween traditions that you guys do,
share.
Like Jazz, let us know what you guys do.
Yes, of course.
Which Alina wants to know. She's yelling in the background.
Yeah, let us know, because I think we have one more episode.
Yes. In the month of October, we always do pumpkin picking. We do apple picking. We do blaze night. We go see the pumpkins. We add a jack pop up. We do jack comes. We do hocus pocus night. We do a lot of things.
Well, so. We do hocus pocus day.
Hocus pocus day, because nobody around here stays up past 5 p.m.
We come over.
We all wear hocus pocus outfits. I make a balloon garland, of course. And I do like little Halloween treats. And we put on the movie and no one ever watches it.
We have one more episode in October. Just share with us. Share your traditions. We'd love to hear what you did, maybe, and we'll share them for you out on the air next week.
If you guys do anything fun.
Yeah. So I'm gonna wrap up because Bellamy is crying. I'm gonna leave you girls.
Brielle is eating my fingers.
I gotta go.
Sayonara. I gotta go start editing this podcast so that way it gets up in time. Okay. All right. I have a child.
Okay, bye!
I don't really know what to do with this, but...
Everybody left Lexi.
Okay! I'm left alone with a baby. I am left alone with a child. No, don't stop it. Just let it go. What are we doing? Huh? What is happening?
Bellamy is laying on the pillow.
Come on, go on.
Hi, Zia. Come on, let's help you get together.
Zia!
I'll clean my house when
I come back. You like the
glass? Just leave everything.
She likes it.
No, come on. We're leaving your aunt.
Why?
Everybody's leaving.
Do you want to change her into a pajama?
I'm just left alone.
Oh, Bellamy is crying.
Sure.
Come on.
All right. Goodbye, bitches.
Let's go by Mama. Come on, Mama's in here. Let's go by Mama. Like she's also all over.
The perfect timing because the fucking the thing just fell off the window. We had a covering on the window to fix the lighting, and it literally just fell off. Also, I know I'm supposed to be doing Wednesday the family episodes and Thursday the Lexi episodes, but it is way too fucking much to film two podcast episodes in a week when I told you I have 72,000 jobs. So it's just going to be sprinkled in. Oh, hello, Foxy's just kissing me. So Lexi Unhinged will just be sprinkled in.
Well, I guess this just fell down.
Yeah, I just said that. Alright, goodbye. I gotta go.